The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Vertical Journeys Podcast, where we'll dive into topics like my personal climbing journey, battling my fear of heights, the ethical responsibilities we as climbers bear, and climbing culture. Join us as we ascend into the fascinating world of climbing, one grip at a time. Welcome to Vertical Journeys Podcast. I'm your host, Squash, and today we embark on an adventurous journey into the heart of climbing culture, where the thrill of ascent and the reverence for nature meet at the crossroad of ethics and environmental responsibility. The sport of climbing has experienced a meteoric rise in popularity, drawing people from all walks of life to explore the benefits of the thrilling sport. As climbers, we're united by our love for the outdoors and the pursuit of scaling new heights. But this growth in our community raises important questions about how we interact with the natural world. In today's podcast, we'll delve deep into the core of climbing ethics, the nuances of bolting practices, and the potential ramifications of an increasing climbing population on the environment that is inherent to our sport. We'll explore the moral dilemmas, the ecological impact, and the conservation efforts that underpin our shared passion for climbing. The allure of climbing is undeniable. Whether you're drawn to the serenity of bouldering in a quiet forest, the thrill of multi-pitch routes on an enormous rock face, the sport offers a unique connection with the natural world. It's a combination of human strength, technical skill, and enjoyment of the sheer beauty of our planet's geology. But with great adventure comes great responsibility. As the climbing community grows, our impact on the environment becomes increasingly apparent. Bolts and anchors, essential for safety, can leave a permanent mark on the rock. Chalk dust and discarded gear can accumulate in once pristine wilderness areas. The impact of climbers going off trail can have a negative effect on a fragile ecosystem, disrupting natural habitats and causing soil erosion. The paradox of climbers being both stewards and users of the natural world forces us to consider the ethics of our actions. How do we balance our passion for climbing with our duty to protect the environment? When I go climbing at Lover's Leap in Tahoe, it's impossible to ignore the human impact that's become increasingly apparent over the years. Anywhere while climbing on the 400-foot rock faces that are found at the leap, one can't help but notice the presence of rusted bolts and pitons that have fallen into disuse. Once pounded in with a hammer as a means of protection, these pitons have left many scars in the rock, which are now intelligently repurposed as conveniently placed footholds. Much of this gear has likely been abandoned for decades, serving as a reminder of the mark of our presence in this otherwise pristine natural environment. Rusty carabiners, weathered slings, and the occasional stuck or forgotten piece of protection dangle from the rock walls, a testament to the long history of climbing at this iconic location. As more and more people regularly frequent Lover's Leap, the wear and tear on the area has become evident. Climbing is increasing in popularity, and this beautiful site has not been immune to the influx of climbers eager to test their skills on its classic routes. With this increase in foot traffic, there's an even greater responsibility for the climbing community to address the environmental and ethical aspects of our sport. Lover's Leap, like many climbing destinations, is at a crossroad where the balance between adventure and conservation needs to be carefully considered to ensure its long-term preservation. conservation efforts lie at the very heart of our passion for climbing. As climbers, we are not only adventure seekers, but it's also necessary for us to be caretakers of the planet if we want to ensure the future of our sport. One crucial aspect of these conservation efforts is the responsible use of climbing gear. As climbers, we should not only be invested in our safety, but also in safeguarding the rock and the routes we love. This involves using modern equipment that minimizes damage to the rock and replacing outdated or rusted bolts and pitons with eco-friendly hardware. These actions not only enhance the safety of the climbing experience, but also protect the integrity of the natural features. Additionally, it's imperative that we take it upon ourselves to protect the surrounding habitats. This involves staying on established trails and designated routes to minimize our impact on local vegetation. Using provided bathroom areas and adhering to a pack-in, pack-out ethos for all waste is essential in maintaining these areas. A leave-no-trace mentality should be the cornerstone of our climbing ethics, ensuring that we not only leave the routes as we found them, but also the surrounding wildlife. Bolting practices are also at the forefront of climbing ethics and conservation efforts. Thoughtful placement of bolts and anchors minimizes the visual impact on the rock, allowing it to maintain its natural aesthetic. Climbers are increasingly embracing leave-no-trace principles by following established routes and leaving minimal trace of their passage. This commitment to preserving the beauty and integrity of climbing areas is a testament to the respect climbers have for the environment. Climbing organizations, local communities, and individual climbers frequently collaborate to clean up climbing areas, remove litter, and restore the natural beauty in various climbing locations. Two notable organizations in the Lake Tahoe region, the Tahoe Climbing Coalition and the Access Fund, play a pivotal role in the ongoing preservation of climbing destinations like Lover's Leap. Their dedication to maintaining the delicate balance between adventure and conservation is vital. These nonprofits, fueled by the passion and commitment of the climbing community, regularly frequent Lover's Leap to ensure that the area upholds an environmental standard. While the mission of these organizations is crystal clear, they often face financial limitations that hinder their ability to carry out all the work required to keep climbing areas in pristine condition. Nonprofits rely heavily on community support and funding, which can be a challenge to secure consistently. This is where the importance of volunteers truly shines. Volunteers are the lifeblood of these organizations. They are the climbers, the nature enthusiasts, and the local community members who recognize the significance of preserving climbing areas like Lover's Leap. Their selfless contributions, in terms of time and effort, play a crucial part in bridging the gap between what these nonprofits aspire to do and what they can realistically achieve. Volunteers can be found maintaining climbing routes, removing litter, addressing erosion concerns, and educating fellow climbers about ethical practices. They engage in cleanup events, trail maintenance, and various conservation initiatives that help ensure that climbing destinations remain not just accessible, but also beautiful and environmentally sound. It's this synergy between nonprofit organizations and volunteers that exemplifies the spirit of shared responsibility within the climbing community. Together, they form a united front against the challenges posed by increasing foot traffic, ultimately working to preserve the very places that inspire our passion for climbing. Yosemite Facelift is an annual event that embodies environmental community engagement in one of the most iconic national parks, Yosemite. This unique event, often held in September, brings together volunteers, climbers, and park enthusiasts from around the world for several days of cleanup. Yosemite Facelift primarily focuses on cleaning up litter left on the walls and around the park, removing graffiti, and rehabilitating heavily used areas. Volunteers participate in restoration, working in collaboration with the National Park Services and various environmental organizations. What sets Yosemite Facelift apart is the incredible sense of community it fosters and the skills required in certain volunteer departments. Climbers, hikers, and nature lovers all come together to give back to the environment. A remarkable aspect of the Yosemite Facelift event is the dedication of some climbers to not only contribute on the ground, but also take their conservation efforts to the granite faces of Yosemite. These climbers risk their lives to scale the towering peaks just to come down with their packs filled with trash left on the walls. Moreover, conservation efforts extend beyond the climbing community. Many climbers actively engage in environmental advocacy, supporting policies and initiatives that protect and preserve our natural landscapes. From local access issues to global climate concerns, climbers have a strong voice in the broader environmental conversation. Tommy Caldwell, a renowned climber and advocate for environmental conservation, has been a prominent figure in raising awareness about the protection of climbing areas. His involvement extends beyond just climbing, as he recognizes the broader impact of outdoor recreation on the environment. Caldwell has actively engaged with politicians and policymakers to advocate for the environmental protection and the preservation of climbing areas. He has used his influence and firsthand experience to emphasize the importance of safeguarding natural landscapes. By collaborating with politicians and participating in discussions on environmental policy, he has worked to ensure that climbing areas receive the attention they deserve within the broader conservation conversation. Caldwell's involvement has been instrumental in highlighting the unique environmental challenges faced by climbing destinations and has brought attention to the need for sustainable practices. His commitment to the cause underscores the fact that climbers can be a powerful advocate for the environment, showcasing the positive impact that individuals within the climbing community can have on shaping the policies that protect the outdoor spaces we hold dear. In this episode of Vertical Journeys podcast, we've embarked on an exploration of the climbing world, where the exhilaration of ascent meets the responsibility of environmental preservation. The sport of climbing has soared to new heights in popularity, uniting us in our love for the outdoors and the thrill of scaling nature's grandest walls. Yet, this surge in our community prompts us to question the impact we leave on the natural world we cherish. As we dove into the heart of climbing ethics and the subtleties of bolting practices, we've encountered the questions posed by the increasing climbing population and its potential impact on the environment that is intrinsic to our sport. We've examined the moral dilemmas, the ecological consequences, and the tireless conservation efforts that underscore our shared passion for climbing. We've discussed the imperative need to strike a balance between our climbing passion and our duty to protect the environment. Responsible gear usage, staying on designated trails, using provided facilities, and embodying a leave-no-trace mentality are cornerstones of the climbing ethics that ensure the safety of the climbing areas we love. Our passion for climbing is deeply entwined with our commitment to conservation. It's a responsibility we as climbers must carry, understanding that the more we give back to the environment, the more sustainable and enjoyable our climbing experiences become for current and future generations.